Earplay is produced by National Public Radio and WHA under grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. Earplay presents Middleman Out by Dick Riley. Dick Riley is a novelist and former newspaperman who served as a New York City police reporter for the Associated Press and the New York Post. He collaborated on the best-selling novel Black Sunday, which was made into a major motion picture, and then went on to write his own detective novel, Rite of Expiation. He is currently writing a new novel and also edits a series of books on major authors of detective and science fiction, published by Frederick Unger. Earplay commissioned Riley to write an original play for radio. Middleman Out by Dick Riley.
Now there's a rock and there's a hard place. Two tigers made of stone, but you're just small time on your own. Smack dab in the middle, face to face.
Shouldn't we have had the word by now?
We'll know when I get here, Donlin.
Relax, Donlin. These things take time. Yeah? Okay. Keep your eyes open and try to stay out of sight.
Well?
That was O'Connor.
Yeah.
He says the number two guy, Gadeach, just came into the lobby.
Oh. No sign of Dallas?
Not yet.
Yeah. Gadeach is checking the place out. I bet a week's pay they got somebody in there keeping an eye on the place, just like we do. Now, Gadeach is waiting to get the all clear from the guy before Dallas comes in. I wish we could have made their scouts.
How do you know they won't recognize your guy, O'Connor?
They won't. He's wearing a janitor's outfit. Nobody notices janitors. Hell, he looks like a janitor even when he's got a suit on. Natural camouflage.
Look, I think I changed my mind. I don't want to go through with this thing.
Oh, that ain't changing your mind. You never wanted to go through with it.
Yeah, but no, I am definitely not going through with it.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so. Those two guys are the heaviest dealers on this side of town. Now, they find out I'm setting them up, they are going to blow me away without a second thought.
You'll be all right, Donald, and you're going to be all right. Don't worry about it.
I am not going to worry about it because I am not going through with it.
Don't try to jolly this creep around, Bill. Now, you listen to me, Donald. You're going in there, and you're going to set this deal up because if you don't, you know what's going to happen? This is going to happen.
Well, what's that?
Oh, you never seen this, have you, huh? I brought it along just to remind you, just in case you started to get a little nervous. This here is a complaint form. I, the undersigned, do swear and affirm, blah, 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 did apprehend one Anthony Donlin, et cetera, et cetera. A search of his person yielded a quantity of suspected cocaine. Well, you know the rest. I got the lab report in here, too. You want to take a look at that, huh? That stuff you had was only about 40% pure, you know that? Somebody stepped on it with procaine. How much you pay for that gram?
Up yours.
You watch it. Watch it, my friend. Now, you remember you were on probation.
How could I forget? You think if I wasn't, I'd have to risk my life to stay out of jail?
Oh, Jesus, listen to him, will you, Bill? Listen to him. He's complaining because he's got some problems with the law. Hey, this is a chance for you to get out from under a felony beat. You're on probation. You got this hanging over you, even with a fast plea. I figure you're good for a minimum 3 to 5 upstate. What do you think? Does that sound about right to you, Bill?
3 to 5?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 3 to 5 sounds about right.
Oh, boy. You guys love this, don't you? Squeezing people, making them sweat.
Hey, did we force you to peddle all that grass and those pills out of the trunk of your car, huh? You got into trouble all by yourself, my friend. What we are doing is offering you some help. We're letting you get out from under.
You guys are real humanitarians.
Oh, you listen to me, you dope dealer. I got no more time to play games. You're going to be in this business? This is how it works. I had a million sad songs from humps like you. I'm sick of it.
You got a good deal, Donlin. Shut up and take it. You set this deal up for us, we'll tear up the complaint.
Okay, but how do I know you'll come through?
Because I say I will. Because I'm a police officer. My word is good. Besides, how long you think we would have lasted in narcotics if we didn't take care of our snitches,
hey,
huh?
What do you want, Donlin? Signed contract?
I'll take that complaint form right now. That'd make me feel some better.
No chance. You get it after the deal goes down, and we wrap those two guys up.
What, don't I deserve some kind of guarantee?
No, you don't. You don't deserve nothing. You're getting a gift by this chance. You don't want it? You say so now. We'll have you in the court in 2 hours and in the slam tonight.
Boy, that's a terrific choice you're giving me. No choice at all.
Now you're getting the idea.
Yeah. Okay. You saw him. All right, sit tight.
He's here.
He's here, Gadeach. Gadeach must have gotten the okay. Dallas just came in. They both got into the elevator.
Good. Things are starting to happen.
Well, why don't you bust him now? If he's got two keys of coke on him, that's all you need, right?
Oh, geez, Donald. No wonder we grab you so easy. You're like a stupid little kid in this business. Victor Dallas is a pro. He's not going to walk into this place carrying two keys. I doubt the cook's in the building at all. Once he's sure the deal is going through, then he'll have it delivered by one of his flunkies.
Look, you guys know a lot more about this kind of thing than I do. How about it? You just take care of it yourselves.
You're scared, aren't you, Donlin?
Oh, yes, I'm scared.
Life is tough, Donlin. Now get yourself out there and deal with those guys.
Now there's a rock, and there's a hard place. Two tigers made of stone, but Georgia's small town on your own. Smack dab in the middle, face to face.
Tony Donlin, come on in. How you doing?
Okay, Victor, okay. How about yourself?
Oh, can't complain. You know Harry Gadeach, of course. You guys met before.
Harry?
Hello, Donlin.
You want a drink, Tony? Harry, give Tony a drink. Scotch okay?
Oh, sure.
I'll have the same, thanks, Harry. You know, Tony, we heard that you did a little business now and then, but we didn't think you were moving at quite this level. You got some friends together for this pie, did you?
Well,
Because 2 kilos, that's kind of a lot of coke. And 40 grand, that's fairly serious money. You got some people you're fronting for?
Not exactly, Vic. What's been happening is that I've been, careful, you know?
Careful?
Yeah. I've been watching myself real close, cutting back on tips to waitresses, buying cheaper gas, you know, a house brand in canned vegetables, that kind of thing. Putting the savings in a cookie jar. Adds up to quite a bit after
a while. That's not bad. Yeah, you got a good sense of humor on you, Tony. I like that. Hey, he's funny, ain't he, Harry?
Yeah, funny.
One thing about Harry, he's a terrific partner. I don't know which he's got more of, brains or guts. But one thing he hasn't got much of is a sense of humor. He ain't a lot of laughs, are you, Harry?
So hire a comedian.
Oh, he's kind of sensitive about it, too. Well, I think that's a good line there, Tony. Saving your pennies in a cookie jar. I'm going to have to remember that. Now, if you don't mind, how about standing up?
How come?
So Harry can search you, Tony. Make sure you didn't bring any iron in here along with that sense of humor.
You think I'd bring in a gun against Victor Dallas?
I don't know, Tony. We haven't dealt with you before, you know. And there's guys that seem to be perfectly fine guys, but with guns on them. Had it in their mind to hold us up for our product. Now, I'm not saying that you're like that, but we like to be sure.
Oh, well,
I mean, it wouldn't be smart for you to come in here with some heat, but it's been done. And on the other hand, maybe you got a wire running underneath that shirt there. That's been done, too. So just stand up and we'll get this out of the way as fast as possible.
Do I get to check you guys out, too?
You're not going to have to, because I'm going to tell you. Harry there has a Smith & Wesson airweight with a shrouded hammer, a mag round in the chamber, and 5 regular shells. Uh-huh. It's in a holster under his left arm, and he's got a license for it. Don't ask me to tell you everybody we had to pay off to get it for him.
And how about you?
Well, all I've got is this little old Colt 32.
Right.
Yeah, it's not much, but it makes me feel better to have it.
Oh, sure, no, I
carry it on my belt on my right side there, because I shoot left-handed. I write right-handed, though. Ain't that interesting?
Okay, so you both got guns. Now, how do I know you haven't got a wire?
You don't, my friend. But look at it this way. You're a great young guy with a lot on the ball. But in this business right now, You are nobody. You are, with all due respect, from nowhere. Harry and me, we're the big guys in this deal. So why don't you stand up and let Harry frisk you?
Suppose I say no.
Simple. We all walk out of here real nice and nothing happens. But the next time you want to get a hold of some heavy nose, it'll cost you 30 grand a key, not 20.
Okay. Go ahead, check me.
Harry.
It'll be a pleasure.
Hey, take it easy, will you?
No gun.
Hey!
No wire.
All right. All right, you guys satisfied?
Oh, Tony, don't be that way. If you stay in this business any length of time, you'll learn how important it is to be careful. Now, you ready to do some business?
Here it is. 50 $100 bills. All used, all out of sequence.
Is that all you got?
Well, I may not be the dope kingpin you guys are, but I ain't stupid either. I figured you'd be carrying heat. I am not walking in somewhere with 40 grand and nothing but my winning smile.
Oh, count it, will you, Harry? See, I told you. Not only has he got a sense of humor, he's careful. I like that. I told Harry, I says, this fella's got a head for the business. And that's what I says to him. Yes, I did.
It's terrific, Vic. Recommend me to the Chamber of Commerce. I'll use you as a reference on my next bank loan. 49,
40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. It's all here.
I knew it would be.
Okay, so now you got some front money out of me. Let's look at a little product.
Don't get rushed, Tony. We've both been careful so far. We'll both keep on being careful, and we'll both get what we want, and nobody will get hurt. You want another drink?
No.
Well, just relax a minute and listen. Now, you're driving a red VW, right?
Yeah.
That's good. There's a million of them on the street, and nobody notices just one. You left that car in a hotel parking lot, right?
Right.
Now, Tony, when you go out there, look in the back. You're going to see a bag of groceries.
Uh-huh.
Inside that bag is a loaf of bread. Inside that loaf of bread, you're going to find a little present wrapped up in foil. 1 ounce of Bolivian flake.
1 ounce?
Just this side of 90% pure. Prettiest stuff you've ever seen. This stuff has barely been breathed on.
$5,000 for 1 ounce? Are you crazy?
Tony, you have never seen anything like this stuff. You can hit this stuff so many times, you'll think it's a punching bag. You cut it with some lactose, with procaine. And triple, even four times your volume. This stuff will give you a rush just looking at it. You'll make out fine even if the deal goes no further.
Now listen, I'm here to deal in weight. I want to get hold of an ounce. I can do that anywhere. Now, I thought you guys were serious.
We are serious, Tony. What we don't know is how serious you are. You know, there's a lot of guys supposed to have 40 grand in front money, and you deliver them the dope, and they say, hey, well, I'm a little tight. Suppose I give you the dough after I move some of this stuff. Do you believe that? It's hard, I know, but these guys exist. And Harry and me, we've run into them now and then.
Right.
Now, one thing we could do, we could just take your 5 grand here, and we could tell you you'd get the dope when we see the rest of the money. But we realize this is one of your give-and-take businesses. There's got to be some trust on each side. Now, this here is round one. Go out to your car, you're going to find a nice ounce of stuff. We got this 5 grand. The deal ends now. Nobody gets hurt. You want to go farther with it? We'll be right here. Only next time you come back, bring the 35 grand with you.
How do I know you're going to have the dope?
You don't. But how do we know you're going to have the money? How do we know you're not going to come back here with a couple of friends and a machine gun and waste us both? It's a tough business, Tony. A tough business.
I don't like the way this deal is going.
Yeah. That's because it's going our way, Tony. Me and Harry are calling the shots. And until you've been around a while, it's going to keep going our way. Now, you got any questions?
No. No. Just make sure you guys are here when I get back.
Relax, Tony. We got nowhere to go. Hey, listen.
Yeah?
A little piece of advice. Get out to that car there. Don't start tearing that bag of groceries apart looking for the dope. You reach in, get the bag, and take it up to your room.
My room?
Tony, let's not play games with each other. We know you got a place in here. That's fine. Your friends are waiting for you there. That's fine, too. Just remember, you're the one we're dealing with.
Hey, I'm trying to be...
Spare me, Tony. Like I said, we know how this business works. We'll be here waiting.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah?
Bye-bye.
Talking about a rock and a hard place. Two tigers made of stone. Just small time on your own. Smack dab in the middle, face to face.
How'd it go?
Okay, I guess. They took the money.
So where's the dope?
They said it's in my car down in the lot inside a bag of groceries.
Oh, gee, that Dallas is a slippery bastard. Well, how much did they come through with?
A lousy ounce.
An ounce? For $5,000?
Well, they say it's good stuff.
Good? It's got to be better than good. That's almost $200 a gram. You should have held out for more.
Held out? You out of your mind? What am I going to threaten them with? A tantrum?
$5,000 for 1 ounce. If they take off, the captain will kill me.
Well, so turn around and step on the stuff a couple of times. Move it by the gram on the street. That'll get you your $5,000 back.
What do you think you're suggesting?
Hey, your hands off me.
Jack,
it was just
Jack,
a joke.
Lay off him, Jack.
Damn punk. You watch what you're saying around me.
Okay.
If I were you, I'd shut up, Dan.
Yeah, okay. One lousy ounce.
Hey! So, you gonna send somebody down for the dope?
Oh, don't be dumb, Donald. The chances are they got somebody watching the car. Imagine how interested they'd be to see a cop picking up your groceries.
All right, I'm going. I just want to get this over with.
You think we like doing this? You think we got nothing we'd rather be doing? Believe me, Donald, if I had another way to get these guys, I would not be bothering with you. You ain't worth my time. Except now, so get out there.
I'm going, for God's sake.
Not only do we have to go through all this, we gotta give our snitch a crash course in dope dealing.
Behold the middleman. One says jump and the other says stand. You're running scared, boys.
George? Oh, geez, man, it's good to hear your voice. It's Tony. Look, I'm in a hell of a bind up here, and I need some help. So, Tony Donlan. Oh, damn it, George, are you stoned? Oh, that's perfect. That's just wonderful. Try and get yourself together for a couple of seconds, will you? You remember that trouble I had with that cop, Gilroy? You know, that stupid collar he made on me, and I told him I'd help him out and all? Well, George, I can give myself a lecture if I want one. I need one from you, I'll ask. Look, I thought it'd be, you know, scoring a gram or two off some dude on the street.
Oh, no, man, go away.
What is this from you, man? I need help. Gilroy's got me up at the Royal here, setting up a deal for 2 keys with Victor Dallas. Yeah, Victor Dallas, that'd bring you down, wouldn't it? I don't have to tell you what'll happen if Dallas figures out he's being set up. But I try to back out on Gilroy, and I'm lucky if all he does is violate me. George, how about that brother of yours, the lawyer?
I
know he don't do dope cases, but maybe this once is a favor.
I don't know.
George, that's the only idea I got. Tell him what's going on. Maybe he knows a DA I can work with, make a real deal with. This thing with Gilroy ain't a deal. It's just a good chance to get blown away. Well, George, I appreciate it, I do. Really. I'll get back to you, okay? And thanks.
I think they put rocks in the bag to weigh it down.
It took you long enough.
Well, give me a break, will you?
Thing's heavy.
Any trouble?
Nope.
Did you catch anybody watching you real close? Anybody following you?
The guy in the janitor's uniform hanging around the parking lot.
It's O'Connor. I told you, he's our guy.
Yeah? Nobody. Fine. Nobody followed you from the lot. If they had anybody eyeing you, it must have been from a window.
Yeah, this is like some spy movie.
Yeah, only it's really happening, my friend, to you. Now let's see what kind of stuff Dallas is peddling these days. In the back. Yeah, let's sit down there. There it is. It looks okay. It tastes all right, too. Not bad. Not bad at all. You got the equipment, Bill?
Yeah, right here.
Let's get started.
Yeah. Hey, if you guys are going to give that stuff a real test, I'll be glad to give you a hand.
Sit there, Donna. Just sit. We need you. We'll tell you. Well. That ain't no 90%. That's for sure.
What do you think it's cut with?
I don't know, but it sure has been stepped on. So, what are you going to do about it, Donlin?
Me? What do you expect me to do about it? Call the police?
It's real funny. These guys are not taking you for a serious person. First they hold you up for $5,000 for 1 ounce, and it turns out the ounce has been hit.
What's it supposed to do, hurt my feelings? God, you know this business better than I. Do you expect these guys to be straight with me?
That ain't the point. They're testing you.
Hey, what's the big deal? You're getting the money back. Who cares if they're charging $1 million a pound for it? Now, you ain't going to pay it. You're going to grab them.
You walk back in there and not say a word. They're going to know something's not right. You'll blow the whole deal.
Well, can I blow it now? They'll have the coke. You can grab them.
They haven't got the dope in there. I'm sure of it. They're waiting to see if you got any real money.
So give me the real money. I'll go back in there. I'll buy your precious dope and get the damn thing over with.
So what do you think, Bill?
Since this is a light ounce and all, I figure they'll take the money, drop the dope somewhere else.
They expect me to go along with that?
Well, they're probably going to try it.
Well, hell, I don't care. It's fine with me.
Now, there's two problems. First, there's no guarantee they'll really drop the dope off where they say they will. Second, even if they did, we haven't got that kind of buy money.
Well, what the hell am I supposed to do?
Very simple. You go in there and convince them to come up with those two keys before you pay them the money.
Are you out of your mind? Who the hell do you think I am?
Donlin, you got no confidence in yourself. You can convince them.
Oh, yeah? I'll tell you what, you convince them. Jeez, you guys operate this way all the time. How the hell you ever get a collar?
Ain't you got no self-respect, Donlin?
These guys give you one lousy ounce for $5,000, and it ain't even good stuff. They stepped on it first. They're taking you for some kind of patsy. These guys are dealing with you. They think you're a jerk.
And I suppose you're treating me like a long-lost brother.
Hey, at least we're being straight with you. You know where you stand with us. Listen, you got yourself into trouble. Now you're working your way out.
You're putting me in a vice, and that makes you better guys?
You know, Donlin, I've seen too many guys like you. You think you can do whatever the hell you want. You think that the rules that apply to other people don't apply to you. You're too good for them or something. You dope dealers are the worst.
Look, if you're going to get all upset about a little coke, man...
Yeah, coke, pills, smack, even grass. Sure, some are worse than others, but they're all the same. When you come right down to it, they destroy people's lives. You know they do.
Gilroy, you got to be kidding. Nobody talks like that anymore. That's years ago people used to talk like that. Man, everybody in the world smokes grass. Everybody with a little money does coke. Hey, you know that. What are you anyway, the white knight? What is it to you?
I tell you what it is to me, you scum. That Dallas, he's the worst. He ain't got no sense of shame. He walks around like he owns this town. Last year we shadowed that bum for months. Day and night we followed him uptown, downtown, across the river. He never went anywhere without us. We knew he was setting up a big smack buy, but we couldn't figure out when and where it was going down. Then one night, you know where he went? The mayor's mansion. Some big charity ball he threw in a couple of grand for the orphans, and all of a sudden they think he's a terrific guy, these society people. What's worse, I get inside, but only as far as the balcony. They won't let us servants down on the dance floor. I look down, and there he is, squiring the mayor's wife around. And who is he introducing her to? The biggest heroin wholesaler in North Jersey. They're standing there grinning at each other, everybody being very polite. And I know they just finished the deal. And they probably switched the smack in the parking lot. There's Dallas in his $500 tux and $1,000 watch, sipping champagne, talking trash with the rich folk. And there I am in a suit I got on sale for $110 with a can of warm soda in my hand. That's when I knew I was going to nail that SOB.
This don't have nothing to do with me.
It sure does, Donlin.
What are you trying to do, recruit me? You want to turn me into some kind of convert here?
All right, let me put it into some kind of words you understand, Donlin. You may be scared of those guys, but you better be more scared of me. And remember, I'm the one giving you a chance to help yourself.
You get off it, for God's sake. Chance to help myself? Hell, you're giving me a chance to get blown away, and now you want me to feel grateful?
How do I care how you feel? What is this, true confessions of group therapy? How you feel's got nothing to do with it, you creep. Now, I'm not going to keep threatening you with this. I got the complaint right here in my pocket. You can go in there and see this deal through, or you can say the hell with it and get ready for a long trip upstate.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going.
That's right. And remember, you'll never get out of this hotel without my okay.
Hey, Jack. I think you may be making a mistake walking all over this guy.
Oh, well, who are you, his social worker?
Look, I'm just saying, take a closer look at him. Stop taking this stuff so personal. You got a guy here, this Donlin, he's perfect.
Perfect. What do you want me to do, marry him?
No, you don't always have to be reminding of how we got him in an arm lock. You know, you want to give him the idea where somehow we're all in this together. I've seen you do it 100 times. It's a line of bull. You know it, I know it, they know it. But it makes them feel better. And if they feel better, Chances are the setup gets done better, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm tired of dealing with these punks.
We want this Kyler, don't we?
Yeah.
I don't care if he gets killed either, but let's not lose the arrest by making the kid so jumpy he can't come through for us.
I got it. Yeah. Yeah, well, you keep an eye on him. I'll be right down. You know Danny Lombardo, the one they call Danny Boy? He works for Dallas.
Lombardo, I don't think so.
He just pulled into the parking lot. He may have the coke on him. I'm going down to take a look. You better hang on here in case Dolan comes back.
What, you're going to take this Lombardo?
No, but if he is the delivery boy, I want to follow him. He may be ditching the dope somewhere in the hotel.
You stay out of sight.
Don't worry. They'll never make me.
The hard place is a mean one, and the rock is cold. Look back on the day you strayed. There ain't no receipt for the price you paid. You've been signed, sealed, delivered, bought and sold.
George. George, hey, George, it's me. Well, how do you think I am? I'll tell you, over in Nam, we had a word for it. I'm in a world of hurt here. A world of hurt.
Oh, man, we are.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but over there I had a gun, too, and over here it's the other guy's got the firepower. Listen, do you suppose you could find Artie and get me a piece?
What kind?
Well, okay, anything will be okay. Who am I kidding? There's no way you could get it up here to me. I'm going to have to think my way out of this one. George? Oh, damn it, man, will you quit nodding off? Hey, Georgie, remember that time we brought half a key in from Montreal and did probably an ounce of it on the way in on the thruway? Oh, man, I don't think I touched ground all the way down the state. That was sure some terrific stuff, wasn't it? It's too bad it wasn't ours. Oh, you know damn well why we didn't rip it off. The Greek would have had us killed for sure. But those were some good times, right? Georgie, I'm thinking about the good times because I ain't having any right now, and I'm trying to remember how I got myself into this mess. I'm up here in the big leagues now, and let me tell you something. I ain't doing well at it. I'm spending all my time running around trying not to get anybody too mad at me. Georgie, did you get hold of your brother yet? Well, just tell him I want to talk to him. Get his number. He's got to be expecting me. I can't wait while his secretary fools around with this. He's in conference stuff. Georgie, do me a favor. Don't let me down on this one. I gotta go.
Behold the middleman running at the end of his rope. There ain't no tomorrow. There ain't no hope.
Tony, you get the stuff?
Yeah, I got it.
Well, what about it? Where's the rest of the money?
What about it was? That stuff was trash. What did you hit it with?
Hit it? You're saying that stuff has been stepped on?
Big police. You never bought any dope in your life you didn't test beforehand.
Well. You know how it is, Tony. I got a big organization. Sometimes mistakes happen.
Vic, I can't afford to have another mistake like that happen, you dig? I've got responsibilities myself. Now, if I'm supposed to come through with two keys of good stuff, then I have got to do it.
Tony, I understand completely. But you got to look at it from our point of view. Sometimes this stuff isn't available. Sometimes you got to take what you can get.
Vic, you guys are supposed to be the biggest dealers on this side of town. You got stuff when nobody else does, right?
Yeah, our sources are good.
Then why are you coming down on me? You got the stuff, we both know it. So, let's deal.
It ain't as simple as that. Maybe we do have the stuff. Maybe you get two keys of our best stuff. That makes you a pretty serious person in this business. What makes you think you deserve to be in a position like that? I mean, we're going to need something more than a good price. A good price we can get anywhere. Now, if you were to talk about wholesaling for us, that'd be something else. We got a lot of ounces we need to move.
Hey, all I did was come up here to try to make a deal for two keys of decent stuff.
Yeah? Okay, don't do anything.
Damn! What's the matter, Harry?
Hey, what's with the gun?
You, this scum, set us up, Vic.
We should blow him away right now.
Yeah! Wait a minute.
Tell me about it. Whoa. Tell me about it.
That was Carlo. Guess who just tagged Danny into the hotel?
Jack Gilroy.
Oh, no!
Hey. Who the hell's Jack Gilroy?
Well, you didn't know. Are you a snitch?
What are you talking about?
Jack Gilroy. That crook at his knock in town. He's dangerous.
So big deal, so we keep a low profile.
Can you believe this guy, Dick? You listen, Donna. What would this knock be doing in this hotel where he can't even afford to eat breakfast except on the pad if he didn't have a bust ready?
Well, how the hell would I know? Maybe he's got a broad in here. Maybe he's visiting somebody from out of town. Oh, I mean, yeah. Who knows? I mean, how does your guy know that Gilroy was tailing what's-his-name? Maybe he just happened to walk in afterwards. Anyway, if this guy is such a tough narc, is he going to go strolling through the lobby when he's got a bust in progress? That doesn't sound very bright to me.
Hey, he's got a point there, Harry.
Dick. You know Gilroy as well as I do. Can't you see it?
This hump is selling us out.
Now, look. If a patrol car goes by on the street, are we all going to hide under the covers? And what do we care if this narc is wandering about in here?
I didn't think you had the guts for it. I really didn't. To walk in here and set us up, especially with that crooked cop.
Vic, you tell your pal here I have had enough of this crap. I didn't set anybody up. All right. That's better. Anyway, you say this Gilroy can be reached. Okay, let's reach him. Just to show that I've got no hard feelings, I'll throw in a grand.
A grand? You got to be kidding. If he takes anything, it's a third minimum, and he won't take that from us.
I should have taken care of that guy years ago. We wouldn't be going through this all the time.
You guys got some personal feud going with this cop. That's something else. Now, I don't want to get involved.
You shut up, Dunley. You are involved now.
All right, calm down, Harry. Harry, easy. You still don't kill a cop in this town? Not if you expect to stay in the country. Even if it's a guy like Gilroy. The other cops all hate him, but they don't dare let anybody get away with offing him.
Gilroy killed Dick's brother.
Harry!
No. You go ahead. Tell him. Tell the scum. He claims he doesn't know this Gilroy. We owe him an education.
Okay. My brother, he wasn't even a dealer. He just liked to show off a little. You know how it is.
Yeah.
He'd hit all the joints on Friday, Saturday night, and move a gram or so. Strictly small time. Gilroy knew he couldn't get to me. So he killed my brother. Cornered him outside a place in Linden Boulevard.
He killed him. Then he planted a piece on him. Some hunk of iron nobody with half a brain would ever used. Claimed Vic's brother had pulled it on him. I don't even think the damn thing was loaded.
Gilroy always carries a clean gun. Something he can plant on people. We made some trouble for him, but he got out of it.
Why would he want to kill your brother?
He don't need a reason. He just likes to do it. He thinks this is Dodge City, and he's the monster.
He's a crazy man, is what he is. And that badge gives him a license to kill people. You ever seen his record? I bet he offed half a dozen guys. Worst temper on any man I ever seen.
Half a dozen?
Sure. Couple of spade hold-up men, dealers, that kind of thing. Nobody gives a damn about them. We couldn't shake his story about how my brother was supposed to pull that piece on him. Call a guy a dealer and already people could care less.
Hey, you guys got a grudge match here. You're blaming me because Gilroy's in the hotel.
That's right, Don. And you still ain't convinced me that you ain't helping him.
Enough already. I'm tired of this. I really am. Harry? You got no confidence in your own judgment? You feel you can't trust the people you picked to deal with? Fine, that is not my problem. Now give me back my $5,000, we'll call it quits.
I don't believe it. Now he wants his money back.
Don't tell me you spent it already.
Harry, take it easy, does it. Hold on. Hey. Oh, Donlan. I don't think you know how close you came to getting yourself killed.
Now look, as far as I'm concerned, I come in here to make a deal with you people. You sell me a stepped-on ounce for $5,000, then you pull a gun on me because you say some cop's been seen in the lobby. I am thinking this deal is just not going to work.
Whatever happens from now on, we keep the $5,000.
Look, you guys know I got responsibilities. I can't pay no $5,000 for 1 ounce. That is not in the cards.
All right, Donlan. Okay. We've come this far. Let's go through with it. Let's at least take it as far as we can. I realize you got people you're dealing with, people who are expecting things from you. But the $5,000 is gone. What you can do is go through the deal. Come up with the rest of the dough and get the 2 keys. We'll take the $5,000 off the final price and throw in that ounce for free.
I don't know if my people are going to go for it, Vic.
If they want to see anything for their money, they're going to have to.
You are putting me in a real box, Vic.
Welcome to the big time, Tony. This isn't a matter of impressing your pals and lining up broads because you're super fly. This is the real business. And in this business, nobody gives anything away. In this business, nice guys finish dead. And I'm not telling you all this because I'm your buddy, but because I want you to know where we stand. I think you're probably okay. And the Gilroy's in the building for some other reason. For your sake, I hope I'm right.
You know, Donna,
Snitches for Gilroy got the shortest life expectancy in the business. They're always cropping up dead. He don't care. He'll throw you to the wolves in a minute.
Look, I'm going to talk to my people, and I'll make sure to tell them that you guys are worried sick because you think you saw some cop downstairs, and I'll also tell them the deal for two keys, okay? Now, I'll be back. You want to be nervous. I'll tell you what I'll do. When I come back, I'll knock like this. Two longs, two shorts. And that way you'll know it's me.
Take off, Donlan, and come back with the rest of the money.
I don't like it, Vic. Not at all.
I think the guy's all right. If Gilroy had some stake out here, he wouldn't go strolling through the lobby.
He's sneaky, though. Suppose he followed Danny all the way from uptown.
We don't know that he followed Danny, and even if he did, Danny's gone already. Carlo's got the stuff.
I tell you, when Gilroy's around, there's always trouble. I say forget the deal.
And I say we don't forget it. We've been hiding under the bed every time Gilroy shows his face, and I'm sick of it. He's got us jumping through hoops. He's only a cop, for God's sake. We got to quit letting him push us around this way.
I don't know.
You want to keep getting pushed around until sooner or later he shoots you? We don't have no choice. We go back to business as usual, and if he gets in the way, so long, Gilroy. Now, don't tell me you haven't got enough guts for it.
Hey, you know me better than that, Vic.
So? How about it?
Whatever you say, Vic. Whatever you say.
Okay.
How'd it go, Donald?
How'd it go? It nearly didn't go at all. You damn near got me killed.
What are you talking about?
You klutz! You had to go for a stroll through the lobby. One of their guys made you. They were going to shoot me, I swear they were.
Who they got watching the lobby?
Well, how the hell would I know? Who cares? What I care about is that you went for a walk that nearly got me killed.
Well, let's not get too worked up, Donlin. I mean, you're still here.
I do the fastest talking of my life. I mean, I talk a blue streak. I confuse them. I twist their arm around the stepped-on outs. Anything to get their minds off you. Finally, they let me go. Now, look, I don't want any part of this grudge you guys got going.
What grudge?
Well, when Gilroy's name got mentioned, Dallas and Gadeech went nuts. See, they claim that Gilroy blew away Dallas's brother.
Ah, Dallas doesn't have any brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he did, Bill.
He did.
I think you were still working vice then. The guy's name was D'Alessandro, Jerry D'Alessandro. And Dallas ain't even got the self-respect to use his own name. Now, the brother was just another one of those pushers. He's making a big scene around town. The broads, the big car, $100 bill on the bar to buy the house around, that kind of thing.
Dallas claims he was just moving grams.
Well, that's because he didn't trust his own brother enough to let him get hold of more than a quarter ounce. That Jerry would have sold lines on the street, corner like apples, if he'd had to. Anything to be a big man. I found him one night in a joint he used to hang out in. I swear to God he's selling it right off the top of the table. I got him in the parking lot. He pulled a gun on me. I didn't have any choice. I blew him away.
That ain't their story.
You gonna believe what a couple of creeps like that are gonna say? You want to listen to Dallas? You think his precious brother was out that night distributing food baskets to the poor? Oh, they tried to make trouble for me. I damn near had to face departmental charges. Bunch of bleeding hearts running this department now.
You know it.
Excessive force. Hell, he was found with a piece in his hand. Is it my fault the firing pin was missing? It made a lot of trouble for me. I don't forget that.
Yeah. Well, how about you, McHale? What do you got against these guys?
Oh, it's not against them. They're the bad guys. I'm a cop. It's my job.
Huh? Whatever you guys got against them, I don't. This situation is insane. I mean, they only let me go after I convinced them that you had some other bus going down.
Very smart thinking, Donlin.
Hold on. Are they still willing to go through with the deal?
Right. They're talking like they are, but they're nervous.
Yeah, but for the moment, that's still your problem.
My problem?
Yeah.
You don't mean you want me to go back there?
Hey, let's not take the chance, Jack.
Right. Let's not take the chance.
Jack, look. Let's give him something to watch.
What do you mean?
We call O'Connor. We get one of the bellboys to cooperate.
What?
See, O'Connor can put on your hat and your coat and we'll collar the bellboy in the parking lot. That ought to do it.
I don't know. It might spook him even more. Now, we know the dope's in the hotel, but we missed the transfer. All we know is it ain't in the room yet.
What the hell did I let myself
okay,
for?
Bill, we'll try.
Good.
I'll go talk to O'Connor and set up the fake bust. And Donlin, just remember, you're going back in there. And whatever you tell him, you've got to convince him to bring that dope into that room.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you just shoot me here and now? Save them the trouble.
Quit feeling so sorry for yourself. Here. Maybe this will make you feel better.
What's this?
What does it look like, stupid?
It's called the gun. The gun, see?
There's no bullets in it.
No. And they ain't gonna be. Look, if you gotta pull a trigger against those two guys, it's too late anyway. One of them will get you.
Where'd you get this?
What difference does it make?
You just happen to have it around?
Who are you, the civilian review board? Look, you don't want to get yourself a water pistol.
No. I'll take it.
Yeah, all right. Bill, I'll call you after we engineer the fake bus. So long, Donlin. Try to get hold of yourself.
What a creep. How long you worked with him?
Long enough. In a lot of ways, he's a hell of a cop.
You got to hear those other guys talk about him.
Oh, what do you expect them to say? He's a wonderful guy?
I just don't want to get caught in the middle between guys that hate each other's guts.
Donlin, you are in the middle. You put yourself there.
Well, what was I supposed to do, go to jail?
Don't ask me. I didn't sell any dope and get caught at it.
So, now I got to convince Dallas and Gatich to deliver me 2 keys of coke for the front money they already have. What a mess.
This ain't Monopoly, Donlin. This is the dope business. This is as much a part of it as being a hit at parties because you're the man with the nose.
You know? You guys act like you got to sell your soul to the devil or something to move a little dope. Hell, it's no big decision. Help a friend get a little grass, then maybe you move a couple of pounds. People want pills. You get them some pills. What the hell? The money's good. I mean, what are you so terrible about that? I mean, people get themselves strung out sometimes, sure, but a lot of people get themselves strung out with booze.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't see your pal out squeezing bartenders,
come on,
right?
Come on, Donlin. Write a letter to your congressman. What are you telling me all this for?
You look like you got a little more sense than that crazy man. I mean, that dude is out of his mind. He thinks the world's going to come to an end because somebody gets a little high. I mean, really, what is the harm? You tell me, huh?
Well, run for office, Don. Then run for office. You want to change the law. Give speeches in the park. Boy, you guys slay me. You really do.
Man, people want this stuff. I'm just helping them out.
Come off it, will you? You ain't Robin Hood, you know. You're taking it from the rich and the poor, and you're keeping it for yourself. You got in this business because you thought it would be exciting and you could make a bundle of money without doing too much work. Look, in a way, you know, Gilroy's right. You are lucky.
No, not you too.
No.
Oh.
Really? You got a chance here to see what this business is really like. And you've got a chance to get out from under.
You're right. It's a real education for me. I just hope I live long enough to enjoy it.
Donlin, you are going at this the wrong way.
How?
Those guys are playing with you. They figure you're fronting for a bunch of your straight friends, that they can give you a step on ounce, mess you around for the 2 keys, and that there's nothing you can do about it. You got to make them start thinking different about you.
Just how do you figure I'm going to do that?
If I was you, I'd go in there and hold them up. They still got the 5 grand. Go in there. Take it back. Tell them they'll get it and the rest of the money when you see the dope.
With an empty gun?
They don't know it's empty.
Hey, they'll kill me for sure.
I think you're making a bad mistake, man. They're treating you like you're nobody, and you're not only letting them do it, you're starting to think that you are nobody. That's just what they want. They want you to think there's nothing you can do. Fact is, there is something you can do. You go in there on your knees, and I guarantee you'll get nothing out of them. And if this deal doesn't go down, Gilroy will violate you in a second. You'll be in jail within a week.
It'll never work.
Wrong. It's gotta work. You got no choice.
Behold the middleman. One says jump and the other says stand. You're running scared, boy. What's your plan?
George? It's me again.
Oh, yeah.
You sound a little straighter. You coming down some?
Yeah, well, I think so.
Good. You have any luck finding your brother?
No,
I didn't think so. Well, forget it. It's too late now. This deal is going down pretty fast, and by the time he could get some papers together or whatever, it'd be too late. It's still pretty shaky, but I got a little idea. Maybe able to get out of this thing, get out of these people's way here.
You sound scared.
I sound scared, huh? Oh, damn right I sound scared. I am scared. Hey, Georgie. You remember that time we beat them spades out of that truckload of grass?
Lucky.
Oh, jeez, yeah. Well, we were lucky that time. And that other time, coming across the border with the Greek stuff, when we just missed the DEA sweep that morning? Lucky again, right? You said I was a lucky dog, didn't you?
Did I?
Yes, you did. You said, Donlin, you are a lucky dog. I remember you saying it. George, I'm sorry I shouted at you, but I got things on my mind. Oh, George, you know I don't believe in that stuff. Look, I'll tell you what. You can throw the I Ching for me. Hell, you can make a damn novena. If you think it'll help, I'll take anything right now.
Cool it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Later.
You might get lucky, son, but the big money says that you won't. Cause you're a dead man if you do, and you're a dead man if you don't.
Come in. Hello, Vic. How the hell are you?
Darling, darling. Well, how'd it go? Any trouble with the man? What's with the gun?
Hey.
Just what it looks like, chump. A .38 automatic, and it's right in your ear. A wrong move, it'll put a hole through your skull the size of the Lincoln Tunnel.
Hey, what is this?
It's the end of the line, Vic.
You love
hey,
son.
You tell your Goomba buddy over there, keep his hands quiet. Because one twitch and I'll kill you.
Relax, Harry. Donlin, what kind of a thing is this to do?
What kind of thing is it to charge me $5,000 for a stick-on ounce? And then screw me around while I'm trying to connect with you for two keys. To pull a gun on me because you've seen somebody you don't like in the hotel. If there's an injured party in this, it's me.
Now, Donlin, let's just calm down. I'm sure we can work this out. Put the gun away. We know you're not working with Gilroy. You just collared some poor bellboy in a parking lot.
Oh, I'm glad you guys finally come around to your senses on that. But I'll put the gun down when I'm good and ready. Meanwhile, if I was you, I'd keep an eye on your pal there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I figure he's figuring that I couldn't get you and then him before he could drop me. Oh, I bet he'd give you a hell of a send-off, Vic. The limos, the flowers, a golden Coke spoon around your neck. I don't know how I'll get along without old Vic, he'll tell people. But you know, Vic, he's got the contacts, the money, the business. He'll manage. He'll do just fine.
Where are you, lousy?
Sit down, Harry.
Hey, don't listen to him, Vic.
I'm not. Just don't want to make him any jumpier than he already is. Now, Donlin, just what is it that you want?
I want the $5,000 back, and I want the two keys in this room in 20 minutes.
Now, look here, man. You got to be reasonable. We don't know you. We got to be careful.
You've been careful. Now it's time to deliver.
We can't give you your money back. We got a reputation to uphold, and I don't deal with a gun at my head.
I'll make sure the priest mentions that in the sermon, Vic. I'll slip him 20. He'll say something about your rep in the business, how you were the baddest dude in town. Never back down an inch.
You wouldn't dare kill me. Because if Harry didn't get you, the other guys in the building would.
I'll risk it, Vic. I think I got enough moves to drop Harry and then you. And I can make it out of here. There's lots of ways down. But if I don't, well, I got a lot of things on my mind now. And these problems wouldn't bother me anymore if Harry or one of your other boys managed to kill me. You dig? Now, you... You got a lot to live for. The wife, the kiddies, the broad uptown, the other one on the west side.
Hey.
They'd all be real sad, Vic. And all your society friends, wouldn't they get a thrill out of it? That nice Mr. Dallas, his brains blown out in a dope deal. How sad.
Now just put the gun away and we'll talk.
As soon as you give me my $5,000 back, I'll be happy to put it away.
Harry, give him the money back.
Vic.
Give it to him.
There.
Now, there's your ounce back. As far as I'm concerned, we're back at square one. Now, are you guys willing to do this deal or not?
All right.
Good. Good. I'll be back in 15 minutes. I'll have the $40,000, and I'll have this gun. You guys have your guns, but have the two keys, too. Remember... That's the knock.
Vic, would you let him get away with that for? We could have had him.
He could have gotten one of us, Harry.
Yeah, but we can't let a punk like that go around telling how he had a gun to your head. We won't be worth nothing on the street.
He won't have a chance to spread it around, Harry. Remember, we got him at an advantage.
Oh, yeah? He just walked out of here with our $5,000 and we got him at an advantage?
Sure! He may not be as dumb as we thought, but he ain't as smart as he thinks either. Right now, he thinks he's about the toughest dude in town. He thinks he is bad.
So
he still wants the deal. When he comes back in, we're going to get his $40,000. But he ain't getting no dope.
So you don't want me to call Carlo?
Yeah, call him. Get the dope up here. Dallin's probably got somebody watching the hallways. He'll know somebody's got to bring it up here. But when Dallin comes looking for it, dope ain't what he's going to find. Nobody sticks a piece in my ear and gets away with it. He's a dead man.
You might get lucky, son, but the big money says that you won't. Cause you're a dead man if you do, and you're a dead man if you don't.
Hello, buddy.
And Donlan was with a big smile. Things starting to go your way, are they?
You could say that, Gilroy. You could say that.
Hey, what's this?
That's the buy money.
You.
You were nervous about your $5,000, so I've got it back for you.
Did you blow this deal?
Relax. The deal's still going down.
How did you manage it?
Simplest thing in the world. I quit being everybody's patsy. I walked in and stuck that gun in Dallas's ear. I got the money back. They're willing to go through on the deal.
No kidding. You went in there and held them up? I gotta give you credit, Donlin. That ain't bad. They'll be having heart attacks when I tell them the gun wasn't even loaded.
Jeez. You really hate those guys, don't you?
Yeah.
And me?
Not you, Donlin. I don't hate you. You ain't big enough to hate. Through you, we get to the big guys. Guys like Dallas and Gadeech there. Guys like them will run the world if they ain't stopped.
And you're the guy who's going to stop them, right?
Somebody has to. And that somebody's me. I just going to love putting it to him. He's going to make my day.
Yeah. Well, before you get started, I think you owe me something.
Hey, what's that?
I've done my bit. I want that complaint form.
You get it after the caller.
Now, hold on. Something could go wrong.
Tough.
Now, I don't want any mistakes. We made a deal. I did what I was supposed to do.
Donlin, just because you managed to snow Dallas and Gadeech don't mean you can do it to me. You got nothing to get tough about.
Now, give him the damn thing, will you, Jack?
You give it to him. I don't want to bother with this creep.
Here, Donlin, maybe you earned it.
Now, everybody happy, huh? Let's get going.
There's one more thing.
Now what?
I ain't going.
I don't have time to fool with you, Donlin. Now move!
You can yell at me all you want, Gilroy, but I am not going. The guys you want so bad are right down the hall. You've got them cold with two keys of coke. I did it, and now I'm through.
I'll blow your head off.
I don't think so, Gilroy. You killed a lot of guys in your time, but I don't think you want to jeopardize that big collar you got down the hall.
What's got into you?
Blame your partner there. I spent all my time being petrified of you and those two guys. Well, I am tired of being used. Your partner told me I could take him. And you know, he was right. Now I know you can't push me around either.
Come on, Jack.
Jack, for God's sake, will you use your head?
Let it out,
damn it.
We don't care about this punk. We're after Dallas and Gadeech.
Give me a piece of here.
Will you get back there?
You let one of these creeps walk all over you, it's the end. You can't raise your head on the street again.
Listen, we don't need him anymore.
Let me
take it so personal. We're here to do a job. Come on, let's go do it.
You know the minute we walk out of here, he's gone?
Big deal. He blows town.
What
do we care what happens to him? We wouldn't have crossed the street for the punk except to set up the deal. Come on, let's get moving.
You better be on the first thing smoking out of town, Donlin. I find you again, you're dead.
Come on, will you? They're not going to sit on that dope all night.
Hey, I'll give you one last thing.
Yeah?
I told those guys when I came back I'd give them a special knock.
What is it?
It's three quick ones. Knock, knock, knock.
I got it. And like I said, Donlin, don't be here when we get back.
I'll be gone, man.
Keeping O'Connor.
He'll be here. He's coming with the others. The hell with it. I'm not waiting any longer.
Jack.
No. I've been waiting too long already to get these
guys.
Jeez,
Jack. It's only going to be a minute or two. Hold on.
We don't need anyone else. I'm going in now. Are you with me,
Jack?
Are you with me? Get out of the way, then, because I'm going in first. I want to see the look in their eyes. And I'm telling you, if their guns are in reach, I'm going to shoot first. You better do the same. Go ahead. Give them three quick knocks.
George, it's Tony.
Hey, everything okay?
Yeah, it all worked out, sort of.
Oh, glad to hear that.
Listen, George, you're going to read in the papers tomorrow about a whole bunch of trouble up here at the Royal.
Yeah,
yeah, that siren in the background ain't no fire engine. Let me tell you, they're going to need the ambulance for a couple of guys. Probably a couple of more guys it's too late for. The reason I called, when you were looking for your brother, you didn't happen to mention my name, did you?
No.
Oh, that's good, that's good. Fewer people know about this, the better. George, I got a feeling some parties are going to be looking for me tomorrow when the dust clears up here. I'm going to have to, you know, relocate. I've been thinking about going out to the coast, make a new start. You remember Mickey from the neighborhood?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, he moved out to L.A., yeah, and I talked to him last time he was back to see the folks and all. Him and me did a little business at one time, and he said he had a nice thing going for himself, bringing stuff in from Mexico, South America on a boat, you know. He said maybe could use some help.
Well, you take care.
Yeah, yeah. You take care of yourself, too. And I'll be in touch.
Man, keep it together, you know.
Hey, don't worry about it. You said so yourself. I'm a lucky dog.
Don't put all your money on the dark horse, but leave a little bit aside. Cause when you fall between a rock and a hard place, well then a rock and a hard place is the only place to hide. Now there's a rock, and there's a hard place. Two tides blown away, small time sneaking through another day. Look out for the middle man out. Look out.
Middle Man Out by Dick Riley. Russell Horton played Tony Donlan. F. Murray Abraham was Jack Gilroy. Merwin Goldsmith was heard as Victor Dallas. And Stephen Lang played Bill McHale. The title song was composed and performed by Lonnie Knight. The play was directed by Carl Schmidt and engineered by Marv Nunn. Middle Man Out was recorded in New York by Earplay.
Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.